run head high. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. What a sad thing that happened yesterday in Nashville, Tennessee. There was a shooting where six people were murdered. And I want to talk about Ephesians 6:12 today and the problem that comes down to the wickedness of and the spiritual warfare that's out there today and how it tied into what happened yesterday. It says in Ephesians 6:12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, and against the rulers of darkness of the world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And there's always a spiritual battle taking place and going on. Regardless of what our flesh sees, there's always something going on in the mind. Yesterday, a person walked into a schoolroom and killed six people, and my heart goes out to the families of those six people that died as the result of murder. And it just so happened to be that they were in a Christian school. And some people in the media might try to spin this against transgender, against Christianity, or something like this, but that's not what it was about. And the focus of this video is not to take the importance off that six people died, three of them being children. But the idea is mental illness, as what I believe is a result of spiritual warfare, has something to do with this tremendously. It's not about transgender versus Christianity. It's about how we deal with our spiritual warfare and how we handle mental illness. And what the scriptures tell us about mental illness and what we're supposed to do. And yes, I'm calling transgender identity people mentally unstable, because it is a mental illness to not know what you are. That's what it comes down to. And how is this mental illness dealt with in society today? And this will lead to consequences of appeasing the devil and everything that he wants you to do that's wicked in this world, because we're not handling the mentally ill or unstable the way the Bible would suggest we should handle it, but we're handling it in a way that the devil would suggest we handle it, by supporting mental illness through promotion or acceptance and drug therapy. It is not the way the Bible says to handle mental illness. And every mass shooter out there is, some degree or whatever, has a result of mental instability that would lead them to do something. There's never justification for doing something like this. And in no way am I trying to justify that this person was mentally unstable, that it was okay. It's never okay to do something like this. But it's so ironic, the things that people are talking about and people focusing on. So there's two things here. There's number one, there's how we're handling the mental, the mentally challenged. And number two, three children died in about school shootings. You see, this is hypocritical, to say the least, that millions of innocent babies are killed every single day, but three babies are murdered by a mentally crazy person, and that takes precedence in the news out there today. It's just backwards, the world we live in today. You know, and the enemy's trying to get something The enemy's trying to get something to stir up people to the things that go against what should be. You know, when people are choosing the side of our wonderful Creator, there's love, peace, and joy, and gentleness, and faith, and virtue, and purity, and wisdom, and understanding, and grace, and mercy. But when people are against our Creator, there's hatred, there's violence, and there's shame. There's the so-called pride, right? The pride movement. It's just crazy out there. Think about that. Think about that. You have hundreds, thousands of children being murdered every single day. And that's controversial. That people say, well, that really doesn't matter because that's not really a life yet. All this, whatever. But then you have a mentally disturbed person that doesn't even know their own identity, because that's definitely something crazy and mental about that. Going and murdering 3 children. And that becomes big news. But millions of people are dying every single day by cold-blooded murderers that aren't necessarily identify as mentally crazy people. No, I'm not justifying that this shooting was okay, because this woman that shot the people was mentally unstable. The drugging up and supporting the mentally unstable is, I believe, part of the blame of this situation, and not handling the mental situations the way they should be handled according to the scriptures. But also the hypocritical or the audacity, that the ignoring of the millions of innocent children that died yesterday, but focusing on just 3. My heart goes out to the thousands of children that were murdered yesterday, the thousands of children that are murdered every day by cold-blooded murderers, not just a mentally unstable person. Yes, it's such a tragic thing that happens yesterday. Let's not forget those innocent children and innocent people that are being murdered every single day. Yeah, it's just crazy here. For those of you that suffer from some sort of mental issue here, and that would support the mental institutions that promote there's nothing wrong with being mental and trying to excuse it away, this is the result you get when you go against the words of our Creator. So maybe find out all those people that are going through mental illness, and just find a way to understand whether it's anxiety, depression, bipolar, identification issues. You know, this is all spiritual warfare. Mental illness is spiritual warfare. Mental illness is spiritual warfare. And never an excuse for killing somebody, but let's not forget the cold-blooded murderers that kill innocent children every day. It says in Jeremiah, the heart is more deceitful than all else, and is desperately sick. Who can understand it? Well, the Bible says, do not listen to your own mind, but listen to our Creator, and follow His perfect will for us. You know, and let your heart turn, not to be according to the world's ways, but according to what our Creator, how He wants you to live, and the correct ways to deal with mental illness, and not to deal with it in the world's ways. It says in Proverbs 11:4, where there is no guidance, and a person falls, or people fall, but in abundance of counsels of their safety. So we're supposed to be handling mental illness and not promoting it as okay. This is the confusion of today's world. So you have a woman that has a tremendous mental disturbance. Where was the guidance? And this person had went to this woman had went to the school, the Christian school. So you had all this counselors and everything else previously to that school, but this mental attack by the enemy using spiritual warfare has led to this crazy things. So whatever type of mental illness is, it's never good, and it's just two things here. So we to remember and keep. We need to handle in a different way the mental unstable. It's not by drugging them up and supporting their mental ideas, also, so to say, or their issues. It's to take it to scripture and take it to a creator and see what creator says. It says in Psalms 118:5, in distress I called to my creator and he answered and set me free. Prayer. So Yah will, and is the only way to overcome the mental situation out there. Less drugging up and more praying for the mentally unstable. Spiritual warfare is going to take place. And then the other thing is the one of the leading forces of this spiritual warfare today, which is the media out there that's just destroying this. I'm going to make another thing about this because that's a big topic. But, and also I want to say for those that are coming against or trying to separate this about gun control, Christians and trans people. It's not about that. It's not about that, folks. You don't put guns in the hands of crazy people and take them away if they're crazy. Where's the background checks on this? They shouldn't just give a gun to somebody and let them go free. They should give a gun and monitor them. Maybe every 6 months or every 3 months. Well, how's your emotional state? How's your mental stability? It's not a... Look, if somebody's gotten divorced, went bankrupt, or lost a job that they've been at a long time, consider taking the guns away from them. Let them go for a test, every 3 months or every 6 months. Hey, I know you illegally obtained an assault rifle. So we just want to do a mental check to make sure you're still okay because you have accessibility to an assault rifle. you passed the test, you can keep the rifle. Oh, you failed the test because you recently got divorced or bankrupt, and statistics show us that people are divorced or bankrupt have a higher tendency to use violence because they're in a mental situation, a highly emotional state. So we're going to take away the gun for you for a little while. How are you doing? Oh, you don't know if you're a man or a woman. You're mentally incapable of understanding your true biological stance of who you are. Well, we're going to have to take away a gun away until you figure this one out. Until you understand, until your mental capability comes back to you. Give us the gun. Don't allow people, crazy people, to walk around with guns. The problem isn't guns. Again, the problem is the way it's dealt. What? You're taking drugs? You're taking mind-altering drugs that'll mess up the state of your mind and not treat your situation? We're going to have to take away your guns. How did this person legally have guns, but at the same time, they were on drugs? But, not only should they get a mental test, but they should get a drug test. Take away the guns from the people that are on drugs. What? You have drugs in your system? Got to take away the gun. Because you're not thinking straight when you're on drugs. What? You're an alcoholic? Well, until you overcome this issue, if you own a gun, you're going to have to give us the gun. Got to take away the gun. You see, the issue isn't guns. The issue isn't even crazy people. It's how you deal with crazy people. And there are quite obvious signs to what mental crazy is. and not identifying your what you are is one of those. So stop giving guns to people like that. So much to discuss here. So many topics and ideas of this. So I just pray for those families that have to deal with these, and people in general that have to deal with this spiritual warfare. You know, and understand that there's spiritual attacks out there on people, and you know, we must overcome this. We must get down to the root of this and understand where these spiritual attacks are and what's happening with it, and treat this in a more calmer way. What's your feedback or your opinion on this? What do you think about the things I'm saying here? Leave your comments and questions below. And I'll leave you with this. It says in Isaiah 41, "Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your Elohim. I will strengthen you and I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand." All right, everybody, stay strong. And if you identify somebody around you or somebody that you know or anyone as having a mental situation in their life, whether it's, well, it's spiritual warfare, going through some things, you know, use wisdom, and if they have deadly assault rifles, maybe you should call the authorities and let them know that this person is highly medicated and highly dangerous, and maybe shouldn't be legally allowed to have these assault rifles. But when are people going to wake up and really do something about this? Do something about this and take away the deadly instruments that are murdering innocent children every single day. Yes, yesterday in our country, there was a tragic situation where thousands of children were murdered through the practice of abortion, and doctors legally had instruments that would kill them. And even though the government has now said it's illegal to do abortions, there are still some states that will allow this operation to still happen and children to still be murdered on a regular basis. The overturning of Roe versus Wade did not outlaw or ban abortion in this country. It decided that it wasn't going to be a federal crime or left it up to each state to decide how they want to deal with this. And there are still murder clinics out there that are allowing this to happen. And it's still happening. And it's a sad thing, and my heart goes out to all the people that were touched by this. Yesterday, all the parents that had to experience the murdering of their children. And my heart goes out to all of them. And I pray that we would get wiser about the situation and how we handle this situation and not supported this. Can you imagine if somebody came out and supported the murdering of children in some other events that took place maybe yesterday? Everyone would be in an uproar. Can you imagine if they claimed, well, we financially couldn't support this child, so, you know, we had to burst into a school and shoot them because we weren't able to financially support them. We had some hardships. It was going to be harder for us to take care of these children, so we decided to end their life. Can you just imagine how the reply would have been if you start claiming things like that? Well, you know, I don't want to no longer bring children into this crazy world or allow my child to be in this crazy world. So, I don't see anything wrong with what happened. Can you imagine the result of something that would, happen? So what I'm saying is, my heart goes out to everyone involved and the people that suffered yesterday from this tragic event in Nashville where there was another school shooting. But for school shootings everywhere and anywhere, if we only had that same remorse for children out of being murdered every single day still in this country and around the world. If we only had that same outrage, if the politicians only had that same disgust for the taking of innocent life, what a different world we'd be living in. So this is about the innocent children out there that are being set up to be murdered every single day. You know, may we take more of a stance and an understanding about this murder that's allowed to take place daily. As we mourn the popular media, let's not forget about the reality of what's still taking place out there today. Children are being murdered right now in this country that hasn't stopped. And I just wish the mainstream media would cover it more, discuss it more. Murder is murder. And it's never good. Whether it's a mass shooting at a school or a mass killing in a hospital through abortion. And to make matters worse is this way they treat these situations in the world today. I mean, people are treating abortion. They're giving no reverence to life. And there's actually discussions about this where they're discussing it like they're not even discussing a life. People are discussing it like it's some object or something. And in the mental illness part, dealing with that is drugging up people so much and giving them very addictive drugs that ultimately makes the problem worse, not better. These drugs they have direct effects on one's not only their health but on their emotional thinking. So they might take away the pain of a physical ailment, but they're creating this confusion in the mind. This is what the enemy wants. You know, the enemy wants to separate us as far away from Yah as possible. And he often uses people to assist him in his work. But we have to be aware. We have to know how to identify the enemy. We have to know how to be prepared and what we need to do. And that's what the Bible is. It's a wonderful book that tells us what to do to avoid falling into the traps of the enemy. I mean, this person that killed these people, this woman that killed these people, you know, you got to understand the spiritual battle that was so bad that she didn't even realize anything was wrong. But if any person is going to dress up on a costume, being somebody they're not and thinking that's what they are, that's a serious red flag, a warning sign, or whatever you want to call it. So by the time this is airing on the radio and you're listening to this right now, hopefully some people, this is a wake-up call for them and not just pushing them further away. Again, this is not an issue about Christians versus transgender. And it's never about that. See, when people get into this, whether it's racial, white versus black, or transgender versus straight, or any of these, you know, all these topics, you know, there are these popular finger-pointing things that people want to try to mask the real thing is. And the real thing is either you either follow Yeshua or you don't. That's it. That's the first thing we should be looking at. You're a follower of Yeshua or you're not. Obviously, Yeshua wouldn't go around and killing masses amount of people that are innocent. That's not the character of Yah, and that's something Yeshua never done. No one ever innocent was rewarded with death in the scriptures. You know, so we have to understand the choice. It says the renewing of your mind to know the perfect will of Yah. Know the plans I have for you, they are for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope. With the enemy, it's very deceptive. So deceptive that a person would go and kill another person. In the beginning of the scripture of Cain and Abel, we saw the tremendous consequences. Because, you know, you might be able to fool man, but you can't fool Yah. Yah sees all, Yah knows all, and, you know, if you're guilty, you're guilty. And it started with that, you know, and it continues to go. So there's this mass murder taken every single day. The media is picking and choosing of what and who they want to show of that. And then those that survive, they get them hooked on these drugs, and people don't remember their name anymore, let alone their identity. It's crazy, this world we live in. But there's nothing new under the sun, because it's always been like this. You know, that's why Yeshua offers us a greater hope, something better. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we need to be renewed each day, not to lose heart. You know, even though the world is the way it is, we got to stay faithful and have joy. And it's difficult in these situations at these times. But these situations isn't some one event that's going on now. Again, it's happening every day, and for many years it's been happening. And people want to celebrate like abortion's been done away with. No, the choice of it has just been transferred to the state instead of the government. I look forward to the day where it truly is done away with, and innocent children, innocent babies can live the life that Yah wanted them to live. They didn't even have an opportunity to do that. It's just a sick thing. Sick thing. And you know, there's a whole other discussion about public school versus non-public school. But what's interesting is this event wasn't at a public school. So is it really a discussion? So these are things to consider, you know, and but you know, we need, in the scripture it says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And we need to follow him and trust him. And he wants to intervene for us, but sometimes we're so far drawn from who he is and who we're supposed to follow. And that's why he says in the word, get away from me, I do not know you. I do not know you. We don't want him to say that to us. So my prayers go out to the families that were affected physically, like directly by this, with those six people dying. And but my hope goes up that, you know, this would be a wake-up call for people to see, realize, and understand. Know the truth, and the truth will set you free. This is not my truth. This is scripture. This is scripture. Let's stop relying on the craziness of the media in the world today, and put all our trust and faith in Yeshua. Hallelujah. All right, everybody, thank you for listening. Please remember to join us on our website, TorahLifeMinistry.org, and also our YouTube page, Torah Life Ministries. Until then, everybody, have a blessed day. Yah be with you all, and Shalom, Shalom.
Come out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life Ministry.
Oh Lord, you're beautiful, and your face is all I see. And oh Lord, you're beautiful.